U.S. policies and actions related to indigenous peoples, though often termed racist or discriminatory, are rarely depicted as what they are. Classic cases of imperialism and a particular form of colonialism, settler colonialism. As anthropologist Patrick Wolf writes, the question of genocide is never far from discussions of settler colonialism. Land is life, or at least, land is necessary for life. The history of the United States is a history of settler colonialism, the founding of a state based on the ideology of white supremacy, the widespread practice of African slavery, and a policy of genocide and land theft. Those who seek history with an upbeat ending, a history of redemption and reconciliation, may look around and observe that such a conclusion is not visible, not even in utopian dreams of a better society. Writing U.S. history from an indigenous people's perspective requires rethinking the consensual national narrative. That narrative is wrong or deficient, not in its facts, dates, or details, but rather in its essence. Inherent in the myth we've been taught is an embrace of settler colonialism and genocide. The myth persists, not for a lack of free speech or poverty of information, but rather for an absence of motivation to ask questions that challenge the core of the scripted narrative of the origin story. How might acknowledging the reality of U.S. history work to transform society? That is the central question this book pursues.